In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today sharing the gospel. Oh yes, good news. We have good news. But today, the Lord brought to mind a teaching that I gave many years ago, but it holds now. And what is that teaching? That Abraham gave up Isaac. And he didn't kill him because the Lord stepped in. And the Lord said to me, "What is your Isaac?" So I told him. And I said, "I put it on the mountain. It's yours. Doesn't belong to me anymore." Oh yes, what is your Isaac that you're holding from God? Oh yes, it's such basic teaching. It's a hard teaching. It's a hard teaching for those people who don't want to hear it. But it's a basic teaching. Whatever we consider greater than God must be put on the altar and given to God. Oh yes, whatever. Do you know that today? What is your Isaac? I tell you, I put my Isaac on the altar today, and I'm not taking it back. And that's the way it is, by the grace of the living God. Oh yes, I believe in the grace of the living God. I believe that the gospel is all about the grace of the living God, grace leading to faith, and faith leading to good works. We are saved by the grace of the living God. Do you know that today? Have you given up your Isaac? It's the way it is. Chapter 17 of the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul and Silas had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Again, Paul always preaches first to the Jew, because salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days argued with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and rise from the dead. I'm telling you, this is what Paul preached. I have it marked out here. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him as stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned to our own way, that's sin, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh yes, that's what Paul shared with the Jewish people in Thessalonica. That the Messiah had to suffer first and then rise from the dead. This is the Messiah, Jesus, whom I am proclaiming to you. Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and a few of the leading women. But the Jews became jealous with the help of some ruffians in the marketplaces. They formed a mob, set the city in an uproar. Sad. They did not want to hear the good news. They were jealous. I tell you, Paul was doing miracles. Paul and Silas doing miracles. They were jealous, just like the Pharisees were jealous of the Lord Jesus Christ, because people were following Jesus, not the Pharisees. Because Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons and preached for hours the good news. Oh yes, it's all about Jesus. Do you know that the good news is all about Jesus? Oh yes, his death, burial, and resurrection. It's all about Jesus. While they were searching for Paul and Silas to bring them out to the assembly, they attacked Jason's house. Why? Because Jason had Paul living there. And when they could not find Paul and Silas, they dragged Jason and some believers before the city authorities, shouting, "These people who have been turning the world upside down have come here also." I tell you, I don't think the gospel is turning the world upside down anymore, because I don't think it's preached many places. The gospel turns the world upside down. Oh, yes. It's not about the world that we live in. It's about heaven. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit brings down heaven so that we will have a touch of the glory of God. I love the prayer that Jesus taught. It's the disciples' prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yes. How many of us have taken that scripture literally? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, God wants us to experience a bit of heaven through the Holy Spirit. But we don't believe that. We think, well, if we preach like that, the people won't come. The people haven't come because we've watered down the gospel. The people do not come because we've watered down the gospel. The gospel is very plain. The Lord Jesus Christ, King of Glory, died for our sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. How many people preach that gospel that will change people's lives? Oh yes, I have people who call me and say, because you've preached the gospel, my life is different. One person said, you make a difference in my life. Not me, but what I'm preaching. What I'm preaching. Oh Lord, we lift up Anna again, and we thank you, God, that the healing power of Jesus Christ is entering Anna. Now, by the blood of the covenant and by the power of the resurrection. And Jason has entertained Paul and Silas as guests. They are all acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying that there is another king named Jesus. I tell you, Cristo Rey, Jesus King, Christ King, Jesus Christ is King. He sits now at the Father's right hand, and guess what he's doing? He's praying for you, and he's praying for me. He is the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us now at the Father's right hand. The people and the city officials were disturbed when they heard this. And after they had taken bail from Jason and the others, they let them go. That very night, the believers sent Paul and Silas off to Berea. And when they arrived at Berea, where do you think they're going? They went to the Jewish synagogue, which Jews were more receptive than the Jews in Thessalonica, for they welcomed the message very eagerly and examined the scriptures every day to see whether these things were so. They went to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. They went to the 22nd chapter of Psalms. Oh, yes. They examined the scriptures to see if these things were true. Do we examine the scriptures? Oh, I'm Catholic. The Bible, we never brought up with the Bible. I tell you, I wasn't brought up with the microwave oven either, but we learned how to use it. I wasn't brought up with the colored television, but we learned how to use it. I wasn't brought up with the clicker that changes the channel, but we learned how to use it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Do we search the scriptures? There's no excuse. Who is to search the scriptures? You, me, us. And if you haven't, start now. Start now and avoid the rush. Hallelujah. 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 Let's continue. Many of them therefore believed in Berea, including not a few Greek women and men of high standing. But when the Jews of Thessalonica learned that the word of God had been proclaimed by Paul in Berea as well, they came there too to stir up and incite the crowds. Then the believers immediately sent Paul away to the coast, but Silas and Timothy remained behind. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving instructions to have Silas and Timothy join him as soon as possible, they left him, Paul, in Athens. This is very interesting, because Paul compromised the gospel. Yes. Oh, we'll be looking at that right now. We're looking at the 17th chapter of Acts, verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, waiting for Silas and Timothy, he was deeply distressed to see that the city was full of idols. Our city is full of idols too. Oh, I want a house by the ocean. Oh, I want a brand new car. Oh, I want this and I want that. These could be idols. They don't have to be, but they could be. We put them before God. We put them before Jesus. I want to be rich. I want to be free through the blood of the Lamb. Never mind rich. If God wants to make me rich, He will. But I will give away a great part of my riches. Oh yes, it's all about giving away. It's all about bringing Isaac to the mountain to be slaughtered, whatever your Isaac is. So he argued in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and also in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. So he argued with them. Also some Epicurean and Stoic philosophers debated with Paul. Some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign divinities." This was because he was telling the good news about Jesus and his resurrection. I tell you, something's missing. Something's missing. They're telling the good news about Jesus and his resurrection. What's missing? The cross. Oh yes, Paul wanted to be accepted by these philosophers. And he did not preach the cross. He preached the resurrection only. Oh, please. We need to preach the full gospel. That God comes to us in word, sacrament, and power of God. Oh yes, we need to preach the full gospel. That there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit that God wants to give us so that we can minister to the people with power. Remember what I said, the whole of Acts of the Apostles can be summarized in Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh yes. Oh yes, the whole of Acts of the Apostles can be summarized with Acts 1:8. The good news about Jesus and the resurrection. So they took him and brought him to the Areopagus and asked Paul, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting?" Oh, they loved new things. They loved to hear new ears. Their ears would be tickled with new things. I tell you, I have the gospel to preach. I have nothing new other than my experience with the gospel, my experience with people who have said yes to Jesus. I will not preach anything new. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. And you know what, people? Say, well, you know what? People get bored of listening to the same. The same has the power to change people, to heal people, to deliver people, and especially to love people. Let us see the teaching that he is presenting. It sounds rather strange to us, so we would like to know what it means. They want their ears tickled. Now the Athenians and the foreigners living there would spend their time in nothing but telling or hearing something new. People like that, oh, I'm going to yoga. Oh, yes. No, I don't go to Jesus. I go to yoga. They want something new. Oh, I'm going to Madame Fufu. She's going to tell me my future. Oh, yes. You go there, you could be hooked up with hell. This is the way it is. We have nothing new to say, only that the gospel changes people every day. The gospel of the love of God in Christ Jesus changes people every day. Do you know that today? I will preach the gospel until I die. By the grace of the living God, I do not want to preach another gospel. I only have one gospel to preach, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us, died on the cross for us, was buried, and rose from the dead. That's the Paschal mystery. That's what we believe. That's what changes people. Oh yes, that this God who died and rose from the dead is in love with you. Oh yes, that you are to receive that love. My prayer today was, Lord, give me the grace to receive the love that you have for me. Give me the grace to receive the love you have for me. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, he's going to tickle their ears. I see how extremely religious you are, religious but lost, in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with an inscription to an unknown god. What therefore you worship is unknown. This I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of their places, hallelujah, where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him. Oh, I know somebody that I ask you to pray for. He says, you know, I go to church for the ritual. Not because he believes. Not because he believes that Jesus is the Lord. He goes for the ritual. He receives Jesus as Eucharist. You know, I have a problem with people saying Jesus is in the Eucharist. No, he's not. Jesus is the Eucharist. Oh, yes. Jesus is the Eucharist. How do I know that? He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. He who eats me will live because of me. Hallelujah. And perhaps grope for him and find him. Are you searching for God? Are you searching for God? Your search is ended. Jesus will show you the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Though indeed he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. So Paul trying to tickle their ears, saying your poets said we live in him, through him, and with him. But you see, he doesn't talk about the cross. He's afraid to talk about the cross to these intellectuals. And so what happens? Not too many people are saved, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by art and imagination of mortals, while God has overlooked the times of human ignorance. Now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have both the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, it's Jesus. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Again, Paul talks about the resurrection. He doesn't talk about the cross. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some scoffed, but others said, we will hear you again about this. And at the point, Paul left them, but some of them joined him and became believers, including Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them. Not very many people. Why? Because he didn't preach the cross. The next chapter is the 18th chapter. Paul goes to Corinth. And when he goes to Corinth, what does he say? I made up my mind to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He learned. He learned from the people in Athens that he was looking for a pat on the shoulder, and he didn't preach the cross. But when he goes to Corinth, he says, I made up my mind to preach nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that the cross and resurrection are preached today and would turn the world upside down and especially bring us to our knees. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, Laetare, rejoice, Laetare, Alleluia. Regina Celi, Regina Celi, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, Alleluia, Alleluia. Resurrexit, sit cum dixit, resurrexit, sit cum dixit, Alleluia, Alleluia. Ora, ora, pro nobis Deum. Ora, pray, ora, pray. To God for us, Regina Celi, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Father, give us the grace to preach the gospel, that the world would be turned upside down. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.